Hey friends, welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Deen today. You know, Southerners are pretty good at making crust and pastries. I mean, we're not like Paris, France. But we've always felt like we could make a darn good biscuit and a dadgum good pie crust. And the ingredient that we sometimes like to make it with is probably not high up on the food chain. But it's very important for a real flaky crust. And that's lard. And you can buy this from the grocery store. I've just got one tip for you. Make sure it's fresh. Because sometimes I think it'll sit on the shelf and it'll almost get a rancid smell to it. So I'm not above unwrapping it and smelling it right there in the grocery store, y'all. But I'm telling you, on special occasions, you use lard for those biscuits and that pie crust, and your gums are going to be knocking your teeth back in your head. So watch, y'all. It's good.
Stan! Stan, the candy man!
Hey, girl. Why are you here?
Hey, darling.
What you gonna make? What you gonna
hurting?
Do?
I'm making a pecan pie. Did you know my brother is moving to the Show Me State?
Missouri. Gotcha.
Yes. I'm trying to make him a pecan pie as a going away.
Oh, okay. Well, how many do you think you need?
I don't know. Just enough for... I'm just gonna make the one pie. Because if I make, enough, Stan.
You sure?
Yeah, just for one pie.
I need the sales.
Well, okay, well, fill it up. We'll make Michael buy.
Yeah, I got
we'll make Michael bake. Okay, baby, right. Thanks.
Thanks,
have a great
Paula.
Day.
You too, honey.
Good morning, friends. I'm so glad that y'all are here with me today because, to be quite honest, I'm in kind of a melancholy mood today. I'm happy and then I'm also sad because my little brother Bubba is moving out west today, and so I'm making him a pecan pie to take with him today on his journey. So anyway, I got to get started on this pie or he's not going to wait around too much longer for me to bake this so he can take it with him. So today I thought maybe we could talk about pie crust. Pies in general don't hold up like a cake would or something like that. So it's very, very hard to find a good homemade pie, especially with a good pie crust. So I want to tell y'all today my experience with pies and help you get comfortable making your own pie crust. And it really is simple. And there's several methods, y'all, that you can use to make a pie crust. You can do it in a food processor, or you can do it like I'm gonna do it, which is by hand today. And I'm gonna start with a one layer crust because, like I said, I'm making the pecan pie. So I'm gonna use 1 1/4 a cup of plain flour. And in that bowl it goes. And I've got about a little shy of 1/4 teaspoon of salt. And about, let's see, it's 1.5 tablespoons of sugar, y'all. So we're just gonna sift that quickly. I've got 1/4 cup of lard here. So, you know, if you dare, try the lard. I think you'll be happy with the results that you get. And I'm just gonna kind of take my hands and just start breaking it up like that. And when we get through, I hope that this will be like a course meal. We're gonna wanna work it quickly because if you work it too much, you're gonna wind up with a very tough dough. And we don't want that. We want it nice and flaky like Julia Child used to make the crust for her tarts. We want it really, really flaky and light. All right. Got me 3 tablespoons of butter, and then I'm going to use my pastry cutter and cut this in. You know, there's very few ingredients in a pie crust. It's flour, little sugar, salt, butter or lard, and that's about it. All right, so I'm gonna take my pastry blender and I'm just gonna work that butter and that lard into that flour. And like I said, I want it to look like a kind of a coarse meal by the time I get through with it. And you wanna make sure that your butter is nice and cold. All right, so you'll wanna take your knife and make sure that butter doesn't stay in there. All right, now it's time for the ice water. And for a single crust pie, I'm probably gonna need like a fourth of a cup, maybe not quite so much. And you know, I think I'm gonna get us a spoon, or an ice cream scoop will work great. And let's see, I've got like 3/4 of a cup here. And you wanna make sure that that water is ice cold. So I'm gonna start with about a half a scoop and just dribble that in slowly. But like I said, you wanna work this pretty quick. You don't wanna keep touching it. It's like a biscuit. You kinda wanna put just enough ice water for that dough to stick together. Okay, I think that's gonna get it. See how that dough is sticking together, y'all? And of course, when I go to roll it out, I'll make sure my surface is floured good. Okay, so all I'm gonna do at this point, y'all, is I'm gonna wrap this in plastic wrap. I'm gonna stick it in the refrigerator and I'm gonna let it sit for about 30 minutes so that lard and that butter can get hard again. And then we're gonna put it on our cutting board. And this is one of my cutting boards, and I just love it because it has the different size pie crust. So you can see that my measurements give you the outline for an 8-inch, a 9-inch, or a 10-inch pie, or like a little individual pie. This is like a 6-inch right here. So it's just that easy, y'all. Maybe not as easy as, you know, going to the store and buying one already pre-made, but there's gonna be a lot of self-satisfaction when I get through. And plus, I hope it's gonna taste better than a store-bought crust. So I'll meet y'all back here in a little while and we'll keep working on this pecan pie because to me, I'm making it for a very, very special person. All right, our pie crust should be nice and cold. So it was in the refrigerator about 30 minutes. And so far, so good, y'all. It looks like it's gonna work. Now I'm gonna roll this out to a 9-inch, to fit a 9-inch pie plate. And I'm gonna put me some flour out here. I wanna make sure I flour my rolling pin real good. All right, so here we go. Oh, it's hard, y'all. And I hope it'll be good and flaky. All right, and I've got so much flour on here, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to see my 9-inch. There it is. And I kind of like to turn my crust over just a time or two. All right, let's see if we can get this thing done. I'm gonna bring my plate up here and just slip that, just like that, over into my pie plate. And I wanna make sure that that crust touches the whole entire bottom and sides of my pie plate. And you'll have to just lift up your crust so the weight of your crust won't pull it back out. All right, so at this point, I think I'm gonna work with scissors rather than a knife. And I'm just gonna cut some of it off because I'm gonna tuck the excess underneath the edges so I'll have enough to kind of crimp and try to make it pretty. Sometimes I run out of patience and it's not as pretty as I would like it, but I'm just gonna take that excess and tuck it under, and that way I'm raising up the sides of the crust. And like I said, by tucking that extra dough under y'all, that's gonna give me something to crimp or to fork. So here we go, we tucking and rolling. I don't feel like my pie crust has to be slap picture perfect. It doesn't bother me at all because I'm perfectly happy for people to know that it's a homemade crust and it's not a store-bought. So it's not gonna be picture perfect, but I hope it'll taste picture perfect. All you do is make an indention and just go around just like that. And that's very simple. But at the same time, it's kind of pretty. And it's easy peasy. And you see the reasoning of me tucking that pie crust underneath, because you really need that extra crust to do your crimping with. And you'll need to kind of keep dipping the butt of your knife into the flour so your dough won't stick to your knife. Uh-oh, look what I just did. I hit my thing, but I can fix it. You know, in cooking, there's not many things that you can't fix. I'm very, very happy with the way our crust turned out today. And you can see how easy and quick. The most aggravating part of the whole thing is having to sit and wait that 30 minutes to let your dough chill. But by chilling it, it worked so beautifully for me. Now, to make our pecan pie filling, it is like the simplest of simple pies to make. Your pecan pie, hands down, is the easiest pie out there to make. So when we come back, I'm gonna show you how quick we're gonna get that pie thrown together. And we're gonna see what we've got here with the leftover dough. So don't go anywhere. Hopefully the best is yet to come. The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300. All right, I told y'all that a pecan pie is the easiest pie in the world to make. And I'm fixing to show y'all just how easy it is. I'm gonna start with 3 eggs. And I forgot that I had stuck some butter in the microwave. I've got 1/4 cup of melted butter. And I'm not gonna pull out a mixer or anything. I'm just gonna beat all this up by hand. I'm gonna add my 1/4 cup of melted butter. Gonna mix that up. And then I'm gonna add 3/4 cup of brown sugar. And just mix, mix, mix. And I'm gonna add 1 teaspoon or 2 of vanilla flavoring. And I'm just gonna eyeball this, cause in my world, if you use too much vanilla flavoring, then that's about perfect. All right, and now I'm gonna add 1 cup of dark corn syrup. So our filling for our pecan pie is ready. I've got some beautiful pecans. And naturally, I got these from Stan the Candyman, because I'm kind of particular about my pecans, because I was born and raised in the pecan capital of the world, which is Albany, Georgia. All right. So most people would mix their nuts in with their syrup. I don't do it that way. I want to know that every bite of this pie is going to have a nut. And in order for me to know that, I have to put those nuts out like that. So I'll know that it's completely covered. Now all we have to do is pour our custard into our pie shell. Did y'all just hear Max? He's groaning. You know, it's very, very funny. Today you can tell that I'm not cooking anything that really interests them. You know, I don't have any meat going. And look at them. They're not paying me a bit of attention. They're all passed out in their favorite spot in the house. Now, if I was cooking meat up here, I'd have three dogs practically on the counter. So I like to bake my pies on a baking sheet. You know, I don't think we have to worry about it running over, because I still could have made a little bit more custard and we'd have been fine. All right, so in the oven this goes, 350 degrees. Now I'm gonna cook that for about 45 to 50 minutes. I'll be checking it to make sure my edges don't get too dark. And when it's ready, I want it to jiggle just a very slight little bit in the center and it'll be ready. We'll let it cool and then we'll slice it. And hopefully I have cooked it just perfect so it'll stay together and hold its shape. And I have to say, my mother and my grandmother didn't make pies. So I've had to try to learn from others along the way and just learn through trial and error. But you know, it's just like anything else, y'all. The more you do it, the better you get at it. So practice, practice, practice. And everybody wins. As y'all can see, I have taken my pie out of the oven and I'm just gonna be very truthful with y'all, as I've always tried to be. We don't do swaps on this cooking show. I only cook a dish one time, and this is our one time. So, the pie gods really blessed me today, y'all. This is one beautiful pie. It might be the prettiest pie crust that I've ever done. And I was really trying extra hard to make it pretty for y'all today. And you know, I'm 7 years older than my brother. I told you I was baking this for him to carry on his big moving trip. And I'm doing that. That's what I'm doing. But I think as his old sister, I should have a little bitty piece just to make sure it's good enough for him. That's it, that's the ticket. To make sure it's good enough for him. So I've taken it out and I've let it cool. And you can see when it came out of the oven, it had a very slight jiggle, but now it's firmed up. So I'm just gonna cut one little like sliver piece out of it. Now some people, when they make their pecan pies, they'll use the chopped nuts on their pie, but this really could cool some more, but it'll cool on Bubba's trip. And it actually cuts prettier if it's chopped nuts, but I love the looks of the whole pecans, so they don't want to chop quite as pretty, and I hope I don't mess it up too much by slipping me out a little piece, but he'll be back home in 2 weeks for a visit, but I just don't want to wait 2 weeks to find out if it's any good. So when y'all see me make something on this show, there is not a swap coming from the back. It's a one meal deal around here. I just really like doing my own cooking. And as you can see, this is just beautiful. It's still very, very warm in the center. but after it completely cools, it'll set up nicely. But see that custard in there? To me, that's the best part, that buttery custard. And of course, pecan pie, you know, calls for a little ice cream. So look how pretty and yellow this ice cream is. This is the real deal too, y'all. So, I like to serve something along with my pecan pies, either a little fresh whipped cream or a little ice cream is even better. So Bubba should be coming in to give me my last hug very soon. So I want to get this wrapped up so he really won't know that I've taken any out until he gets on the road tonight and opens it. It's good enough for him. Might be the best one I've ever tasted. Yum. I hope our time shared together today maybe made you feel a little bit more confident about making your own pie crust if you don't do it already. It's really quite simple. And like I said, the more you do stuff, the better you get at it. So, this will be on the website. I really do want you to try this recipe because it's delicious. It's delicious. So until next time, friends, I hope life is sweet for you. And I sure do wish my dear brother a sweet, sweet new adventure for him. See y'all next time. Love.
Well, what'd y'all think? You know, once in a while, I like to splurge and use lard, but I don't do it every day. But you know what? I'd be willing to bet you that back in the day, that was all the women made their biscuits with was lard. Because butter probably wasn't that plentiful for them, unless they lived on a farm with cows and milked the cows and made the butter. But, you know, I always say God made the cow and the cow made the butter, which makes it all right by me. Well, you know what? God also made that lard. So there you go. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it today. Bye, friends.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.